Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this broadcast. This broadcast about God. This is our Bible study. This is At Your Father's Table, and I'm your host and your pastor, Kevin T. Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be learning some things about praising. And we're going to be dealing with the book of Psalms, particularly Psalms 66. Now, there are some things that I'm going to have to go into. Some you're going to understand and some you're not going to understand. So right up front here, I'm going to give you my phone number, 240-706-4569. And you can reach out to me whenever you feel necessary that you have or that you think something is unclear so we can articulate it to you. Because it's very important that we have clarity in the Word of God. Now, we're going to do a musical selection. We're going to talk about a few things going on. This is going to be our last Bible study for the year. We're closing out 2019 and moving into 2020. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. In my reflections, I'm going to talk about a few things before we actually get started. 2019 was a very reflective year. Unfortunately, in 2017, I had to bury my oldest daughter due to her being murdered. But there is always some glory that you can give God in the process. And in this particular story that I'm going to share with you is just a part of that glory that I can appreciate. So my older brother, who is a bishop, and his wife, his first lady, they came to the funeral from Ohio. And, you know, I was very happy to see them because at that time in a person's life, you need the support of family. And he showed up. So I can always thank him for showing up because family doesn't always show up, but he did. Nevertheless, we get to the funeral, we get to the church, and I noticed him sitting in the back. And I said, oh, he brought his daughter with him. He has a daughter named Christina. And I said, I hadn't seen her in a number of years because I don't live in the Ohio region. So I go back there to greet them and to thank them for coming. And I look at who I thought was his daughter and said, Christina, I am so happy that you came. And my brother looked at me curiously and said, that's not Christina. I said, oh, I'm sorry. He said, that's my wife, Rita. And I said, oh my gosh, Rita looked so beautiful. The youth in her eyes, her skin tone, her beautiful smile, it overwhelmed me. And I just looked at her and said, my Lord, the graciousness of God. And I looked back at my brother and I just sort of stared at him. Man, you are really, really something. To have a beautiful wife like that, to be as humble as you are. My brother doesn't like attention. He wants to do the work of God, and I respect him for that, so I don't talk about him a lot. His wife is similar, and she's so gifted and talented. She can sing like a songbird, from what I understand, though I've never heard her actually sing. I am going to get around to it, though, ladies and gentlemen. But I wanted to share that story with you because I just think that we should know God blesses in many, many ways. And the fact that I thought that was her daughter is just simply amazing. And we give God all the honor and the praise. And I can only just say to my brother, way to go, dude. So, moving on to the next subject, I wanted to give homage to a couple of people in my life, seeing that this is the final Bible study of the year for us. I wanted to thank Miss Valoria Smith and her daughter for the graciousness that they have provided me over the years, the support, the understanding, the giving it to me straight. I'm certainly appreciative of that kind of behavior, because believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, you need to have people that will talk straight to you, that will let you know when you're right and when you're wrong. And, you know, it's a blessing to have Trinita and Miss Smith in my life, and I appreciate you all so much. They're very unique people. They love the Lord. That's the first beginning of real understanding, and they give it to me straight, no chaser. So, you know, every now and then you just want to, you know, praise the people that are around you and just say thank you for being who you are and what you are in Christ Jesus. And for that, all I can say is that I love you. The next person that I want to pay homage to is a friend of mine. He is a father. And what makes this particular story so unique is that he's trying to be the absolute best father that he can be. And unfortunately, powers to be on this earth interferes with that at times. But he is doing his absolute best. His name is Henry, and I talk to him from time to time about parenting and being an example to his son. He travels long and far just to have a relationship. And, you know, you have fathers that live right around the corner and haven't seen their son in months. This is not that kind of dude. This person is in New York right as we speak, enjoying Christmas with his son. And he has a support system up there, being Mr. Warren. And Mr. Warren allows him to come and stay without having the great expense of hotels and things like that. And see, when God wants something to happen, he makes a way for it to happen. And these people that Henry is around is just a blessing to him. But he makes me very proud of him, because I see what he goes through. I hear, we talk, we have conversations about how to be better. In some cases, he gives me advice. In some cases, I give him advice. I'm a lover of education, so there's a lot of different things that I will say to him referencing education. And he just is a star-studded kind of guy. And, you know, it's just wonderful. And I want to give a shout-out to his brother, too, who's a Baltimore City police officer. All this works for them. And we need to know and hear about these kinds of stories so that we can highlight them and let people know the world is not such a bad place. We have some bad incidents and some bad things that happen, but overall, God is still in control. So I'm going to give you this musical selection from BB and CC Wine, and I have been into their music for about a week and a half now. And at one given time, they basically owned the radio stations in terms of uplifting gospel music. I'm in a great admiration of their sound. And I wanted to share with you on this particular broadcast in praising God. So without further ado, BB and CC Whining. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was called Addicted to Love by BB and CC Winings. And I just need to share with you a little something about that. The lyrics in that song is just simply outstanding. You know when it comes from God because it sounds like all of that. And when he says, I'm not crazy, I'm not crazy. To be addicted to God and his love is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And that's why I perceive my family members, some of the people that I talk about, they have an addiction to God. And that's what makes me love them so much that, you know, you see it in their heart. You see it in their actions. You see it in their spirit. And you can only look back and say, Lord, thank you for me being present in their life, because God knows we need more addiction to love. So we're going to get back to some BB and CC Winings later in this particular Bible study, but we're going to start right now. I want you to take your Bibles, bring your swords with you. I have a Bible, and it is called the New Century Bible. And this particular Bible gives you some very detailed information. It's a very unique Bible. It's out of print, though a friend of mine's suggested that she was going to find this Bible. According to her, she did. I haven't verified it yet, but nevertheless, I hope she did, because it's a powerful tool, this particular Bible, the New Century Version. And we're in Psalms, particularly Psalms 66. And what it starts off by saying is, what are psalms of praise? How do we worship God? How do psalms speak about living in a fallen world? That's right, a fallen world. The book of Psalms is a collection of songs Israelite people use when they worshiped God. Many psalms are songs of praise, which declares God's greatness, his power, and his excellence. But psalms are more than praises of songs. They show a wide range of emotions: greatness, joy, hope, sadness, grief, despair. The psalms are very personal conversations with God, in which the writers deepest longings and beliefs are expressed. But by looking at Psalm 66 and other passages, we learn who is to praise God, how to praise God, and where and when to praise God. Psalm 66 is clear that everything, I said everything on earth is to praise God. This everything includes God's chosen people. Psalms 148 verse 14 and 135 verse 19. I expect for you to go to these particular psalms. Take your notes. The nation's rulers on this earth. Psalms 67 verse 34. Angels, Psalms 148, verse 2, and 103, verse 20. All of creations is to praise God. God can be praised anytime, anywhere, but scriptures does not mention songs specific times and places. God should be praised in public settings. For Old Testament Israel, the New Testament, all this is praising. Now, I'm gonna put a pin in it right there. I want you to understand something, and I want to be clear in what I'm saying to you, and I want you to listen real good. You see, people often talk about death. They talk about it. Oh, I'm gonna die one day. Yes, you are. Well, what do you lose? You move on to the next life. There is life after death. Now, there is no one that's going to come back and tell you this. This is something that you get to experience. But the fact that there is life after death, what you lose when you take your last breath, hear me clearly, what you lose is your ability to praise. There is no more hallelujah. There is no more thank you, Jesus. All that's done because the dead don't praise. That's important for you to know. Now, this is my opportunity to talk about praise, why it is so important, why the fish has to praise, why the rocks have to cry out in praise of God Almighty. It is so important. It's imperative that you understand that praise is essential to your being, to who you are. I can't account for what others may do. I'm going to praise the Lord. That's my job. If you choose not to, that's your business. I promise you, I will not be sitting with you when you are confronted by God. I won't be there. I can also tell you, your mama won't be there. Daddy won't be around either. It's you and him. And you will be held accountable for all that you've done, all that you did, and all that you didn't do. I'm suggesting to you that you lift up your voice in praise. Hallelujah is a marvelous thing. You go to Revelations. Go to Revelations and hear how the angels continuously, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some people say, oh, that's the highest praise. Is it really? Did you read that? I was once called out in church because I suggested that. But it's not true. Whatever your highest praise, it could be you doing a backflip across the table saying, I'm praising God. That's your thing. That's how you praise him. My praising may be something different. It may be me holding up my hands in mercy and grace and saying, thank you, Jesus, for loving me, for helping me be what I am. My praises to God. I can't tell you about yours, and please don't tell me about mine. I can't tell you how to live your life. I can only give you the examples of what's in the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. If you don't take the Bible in all seriousness, I think you're going to have some problems. But they're your problems. You have the right to say no to God. Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to this particular part of the world. I don't want to go to this land and you end up in the belly of a whale. You heard of that story, I'm sure. But that's your choice. See, you have free will. You can choose to or choose not to. That's the hitch in all of this praising. You can do it or you don't have to do it. It's your choice. But the consequences are yours to own. You must go through that. I often say to people, the cow doesn't have a choice. If he did, he would not walk. She would not walk into that slaughterhouse knowing that they're not going to come out the same way. Why would you do that? If you know that you're going to be killed, cut up, and fed to somebody, why would you go in there? You would stay away from it. But us humans, we have a choice to praise God. We have a choice to say hallelujah. You can say, well, I'm not praising nothing. I don't believe in this. You know, my profession is broadcasting. And I often interview people. I do reporting and journalist work. And I was talking to a lady at a event that I was taking photography photographs for. And she is some bigwig in Scientology. I don't know much about Scientology. I don't want to know much about Scientology. That's your thing. I respect you for being thorough at what you want to believe. But see, I believe that there's a Jesus. I believe that the Father sits high and looks low. And I'm not going to get up and dictate to her what she should or shouldn't do. I'll spread the good news. That's all I can do. It's your choice. If you choose to walk into that slaughterhouse, you choose to believe these things that other people believe for whatever reason they believe it, that's you. That's your roll of the dice. That's your gamble. It's not mine. I'm going to praise God. And those scriptures that I gave you gives you examples as to why you should praise God. I try to surround myself with people who enjoy doing that. Now, I'm not so heavenly minded that I'm no earthly good, because we are supposed to go in and impart our wisdom if we can. But at the same time, you can't force no one to do nothing. You can only pass the word along and keep it moving. And that's what I want to do with my millennial brothers and sisters. For some reason, they caught up into what the pastor does and doesn't do, and who he's influencing, and how much money he's taking, and all those things. I'm not worried about that. That's going to be your problem. That's going to be your issue that you have to deal with God. None of us are perfect. Not making any excuses for them or myself. We all fall short of the glory of God. But praising? Make no mistake about it. You can praise God. You can say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, when you wake up in the morning and you have full activities of your limbs. You see, until you really get out here into the world and you notice people, I'm out and about every day. And I'm in observation of other people, not to be nosy, just to look and see. And some people are not in their right mind. Oh, you see them talking to themselves, having conversations with their own mind and answering in some respect. I don't know what their problem is. It's above my pay grade. I can't read minds. I can only go by what I see your actions are. I can look at people on the bus and see that they are having a tough time because they smell like urine or different odors that because they haven't bathed in God knows how long. They have some problems. Not to snub my nose at them, but to pray for them that God changes their way. I know by praising him, by saying, thank you, Lord, I'm not one of them. It could be me. It could be you. It could be your sister. It could be your brother. It could be your mama. It could be somebody that you don't know and that you do know. We all fall short. And the tests and the trials and the tribulations, hey, they pass themselves around. And that's the purpose of Bible study, so that we can learn about God's ways and have an understanding and pray that we have mercy and grace. And that's important. If you don't think it's important, do your thing. But I think it is. And as long as I have breath, as long as I can broadcast this to you, to get you to understand that it's a privilege to say thank you, Jesus. It's a privilege to say, oh, hallelujah. I'm not praising no pastor. I'm not praising his oratorical ability to cipher out money out of your pocket if that's what he's doing. But I can say, thank you, Jesus. I can say, Lord, I'm here to be of service to you and for you and to help someone in your name. I don't want no glory. I respect that so much about my older brother. He doesn't want any glory. He just wants to get the job done. And in that respect, I want to be like him. I want to be a good representation of Christ Jesus, because I think he is. That's my opinion. Some people may think differently. See, ladies and gentlemen, I've been given a second, a third, a 45th, a 50th, a 100th chance again. See, I've fallen a long way, but God has allowed me to pick myself back up. It's not pretty. It's not glamorous. It wasn't sexy. It was hard. It took everything that I had to finally build my own self-esteem back up, because you can lose it. You really can. And if you don't, go and try to talk to one of those people that are having conversations with themselves. Try to convince them that they can turn their lives around and see the type of turbulence you run into. Go try and see. And God has allowed me to be able to broadcast all over the world. I'm going to do it right this time. If I got it wrong 100 times, I'm going to get it right this one time. And I'm going to praise him. I'm going to remember what I went through and how it felt to see yourself at the top of the food chain, and how you could fall backwards and down, and you can't stop it. You know, you have a health issue, you have a this issue, you have a communications problem. You know, now I've been given the opportunity to talk to you, to broadcast this, to interview people, to have the right equipment, to have the right technology, and then to learn how to use it. This is praise. This is who I am today, and who you can be. If this is what you need, I would suggest you don't do it my way. Don't be hard-headed. Don't not listen. I should have listened a long time ago, but I didn't. But I still have breath. I still have strength. I still can get up and walk. I can go to the bathroom by myself. I can do things that are independent of anybody's help. And I thank Jesus for that. Because it wasn't that way. I've seen people struggle to get to the bathroom. People had to help them. I see people with their limbs cut off. I see people on drug addiction. I see youth beating up senior citizens for no good reason other than this is how they feel because they're having a bad day. I've seen it. And now I've been given an opportunity to talk about it and express it and expose it for what it is. This is the Bible study. The Bible study is to help groom you to study the word, to express it in your own way, in your own life. You may not be able to do what God has allowed me to do. We all have different positions that we can play, different roles. We are all actresses and actors for the presence of God. This is why I can lift up the people who have helped me to say thank you, to say I'm appreciative for God using you to help me lift myself back up, to be of service to the community, to help the senior citizens, to help people who are distressed and depressed. It's a vicious world. People complain about our President Donald Trump. Trust me, Trump is not our problem. It's sin. It's Satan. That's where our problem is. He's just a person performing, you know? And he thinks he's right. Who's to say he's wrong? Just because he did something that you didn't like doesn't make him wrong. It just makes him have an opinion on what he did. I don't get caught up into that. sometimes I just think it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors. But I do know he affects people. God allowed him to have that position for a reason. Maybe to show us something. Maybe we take things for granted. I don't know. I don't have the mind of God. I only know that if I can try to be like him, I can be successful. And that's what I want. You know, I have problems too. I have a longing to love again, just to say, how is your day? How can I make it better? It's an ambition. That's all. Because when you have good people around you that you can care for, that you can make a fuss about, it makes things just a little bit better. And I can appreciate that now at this stage of my life. So what I want you to take away from this particular Bible study is to praise, to give God all of the praise. Every time you think about it, say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you know, some people can't talk today. You know, I can remember my father laying in his deathbed and he couldn't talk anymore. There was no more praising. These kind of things stick with you. You remember. And to be able to shout, to scream. All of us can't sing, but all of us can say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We can articulate those words. And I want to be a part of that team. So, ladies and gentlemen, continue to praise. Remember, the dead don't praise. Once it's over, it's over. And then you move to the next stage. What that next stage is, the Bible gives you a description. Read it. Find out about it. Don't take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. Assume that I'm lying to you. Because I want you to know the greatness of God, the sadness that comes with being a Christian in a fallen world. And this world is fallen every day. Now we're going to close with another selection of BB and CC Whining. And the time that I've been able to spend with you, it's been a blessing. It's been special. I'm not sure if I'll ever get another chance to. I don't know. God holds tomorrow, not me. I hope I can wake up and say thank you, Jesus, one more time. But if I can't, this is the best I can do. I can say thank you now and praise you now, Lord, for what you've done for me. I want to give a shout out to one of my colleagues that I'm in prayer for. Her name is Dee Bush. And I just want to say that God loves you and so do I. I want to say that I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas, a very prosperous New Year, and that you are well cared for by Him that you serve. And if there's anything that this radio station, that this broadcast can do to assist, to help push that message along, you call me. I'll show up if God allows me to. That's the best that I can do. So we're going to hear this last selection. You can reach us at kingscottradiotv@gmail.com. You can call us at 240-706-4569. You can, like I said, email us. You can call into the station. You can find me. I answer my phone. And you can talk to me about some of your issues. If I can help you, I will. If I can't, maybe I know somebody who can. God is a powerful resource, and He has blessed me with knowledge of things and I don't always know, and I don't know everything, but maybe I can help. If I can, I will. This has been King Scott Radio TV. We're going to listen to this last selection by BB and CC Winan. You have a very, very nice Christmas. We're there now. And take it into the new year. For you entrepreneurs out there, keep trying. You will get your breakthrough. For the people who are of service to others, keep pushing. Somebody will listen to you. And to my family, God bless you. Remember, I love you.
King Scott
radio and TV.